Hello, thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all our social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
On Sundays from 11 to 12:30, but faithful on Mondays at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Faithful when things are going great. Faithful when things are not so great. Faithful on the high moments of life, but faith-filled on or in the low moments of life. Last session, we talked about that believers, we love to flex. We have miracle report cards. And again, I'm not hating the flex. I love reading the miracle report cards. But in 21 years that they've been going across my desk, I've never seen a miracle report card that just says, I'm thankful that I made it through another day. I've never seen one that says, hey, the car that I paid off 10 years ago, it's still running. Oh, come on now. The house that you inherited, I've never seen someone say, hey, thank God I don't have a mortgage. But what we hear is thank God I'm moving into a new house, which you're really saying, thank God I'm paying 30 years of mortgage. Thank God that at the end of the 30 years, I'm going to pay twice as much as I thought I was paying for the house. Praise God, I got a new car. And you haven't even made the first payment yet. And now they got those payments kicked out for 84 months. So for the next 7 years, we don't see the testimonies about God. Thank you that you gave me enough to pay my car note on the 73rd month of the 74-month or 84-month lease. So we love to flex. I don't hate the flex, but I love the faithfulness. We shout about the miraculous, but we whisper about his everyday presence. Flexing is what people see. Faithfulness is what God sees. People celebrate the flex, but God celebrates the faithfulness. A faith flex is that moment when God shows up with all power and authority and the miraculous happens. Faithfulness is every moment, having access to and walking in God's presence, power, authority, and love. Faith is what I do. If you're at Living Way Church today, it doesn't matter if you maybe usually come to the 9 a.m. and you're at the 11. Doesn't matter if you're watching online today. If you've come to Living Way for more than a month or two, six or eight services, you know this is a house of faith. Faith is what we do. A young lady stopped me after Catalyst last night after our youth and young adult service, and she said, hey, Pastor, just want to ask you to pray for my family. She said, I'm really the only one that really believes in miracles in my house, and my mother has been diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. And so I was able to tell her, hey, my dad has had cancer multiple times diagnosed, and he's beat it every time. My mom has had cancer diagnosed multiple times. She's beat it every time. My brother had cancer 2 years ago, and he beat it. And I can tell the testimonies of another 3 or 4 dozen of you in this house. And so what I was able to say is I've seen my God do it before, and I know God will do it again. And I was able to fire her faith up in that moment to allow her to say, hey, go home and be that voice of faith for your family. And I said, whether they choose to amen it or not, I took her to the portion of scripture where the four friends, they lower their paralytic friend down through the roof and they tear the roof off to lower him before Jesus. And it's the only time in scripture that the Bible says that he healed the paralyzed man according to the friend's faith. So I told that young lady, I said, good news for you. Your mom doesn't even have to believe it. You believe it for her. But I promise you this. Oh, my goodness. I promise you this. You believe in faith for the miracle. When mom gets healed, guess who's next to believe? Your mom will be next. Faithfulness. Woo! Faithfulness. Faith is what I do. What I do. It takes 10,000 hours to become a master or a pro at something. 10,000 hours. I consider myself a pro at faith. Sister Tanya, I consider you a pro at faith. Brother Warren, Sister Dahlia, you're pros. 10,000 hours, 10,000 different circumstances, 5 or 6 Goliaths in the last 2 or 3 years, and I've seen every one of them fall. It is not a faith flex. It is every day of my life waking up saying, Jesus, where are you going? Because that's where I'm going. What are you doing? Because that's what I'm doing. This is what I'm facing, and I know because of what you've done, I know what you're going to do. Faith is what I do. Faithfulness is greater than the faith flex. Faith is something that God puts in you, Romans 12:3. Anointing is something God puts on you, 1 Samuel 16. Samson chose faith flexing over faithfulness. The great R.W. Shambach said, you don't have any troubles. All you need is faith in God. You talk about making people mad. When they bring you trouble and you make a statement like that, we are not discrediting trouble. We are glorifying Jesus. We are not naive to your pain, but we are magnifying the presence of Jesus Christ. So when you come to us and you ask us to pray for you and you tell us this is what's going on, this is what's going on, please don't think that we don't care. We just would rather put all of that focus, energy, and attention on the answer, which is Jesus Christ. And I am here to echo, since Brother Shambach is already in heaven, you don't have trouble. I don't have trouble. All we need is faith in God. Faith to follow, faith to wake up and seek, faith to wake up and knock, faith to wake up and show up and say, God, I believe you can, I believe you will, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Mark chapter, you say, I don't like that preaching. Prove that in the Bible. I'm glad you asked. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. The disciples are having a dialogue with Jesus. Now remember, this is not heathens. These are not the people that are far away. These are the people that are now living with Jesus 24 hours a day. Where he goes, they go. Every teaching, they're under. They're a part of. They hear it. Everything he says, they are hearing it in their ears. Some of them are downloading it into their spirit. They eat with him. They walk with him. They talk with him. They live with him. And so they're having this discourse, and Jesus answering, and we'll get to what was questioned, Jesus answering said unto them 4 words that will change your life. And it's not a revelation. Well, it is a revelation. It's not a deep revelation. Jesus said, have faith in God. Well, Pastor, you don't know what the doctor said. Have faith in God. You don't know about my ex. They're crazy and they're doing this, this, and this. Have faith in God. You don't know what happened to me when I was 12 years old. Remember, it's important. I love it. Duly noted. But have faith in God. Well, what about what's happening in Washington? Have faith in God. Well, do you think this is the mark of the beast? What's happening over here? Have faith in God. Some of you are so concerned with the mark of the beast and you haven't been in your Bible reading for everyday living and you've wasted weeks worrying about something that is not your concern right now because you've got a family to win, you've got a city to reach, and talking about all the conspiracies and talking about what this guy said, I don't need to hear all that. I have faith in God. This is where I'm at. I haven't watched the news in about 12 weeks. I watch the weather, and it's even bad news. Hurricane. I watch the sports. It's bad news. Dallas loses yet again. The Spurs are not going to be good for the next 45 years. Every news that I'm hearing, I don't like because it does not agree with what God has said about me, about my situation, and about everything connected to me. Here's what I do. I get enough news to know what my prayer points are. And this is what I encourage you to do. Don't watch the news. This is practical information for you. Read the news. Because when you read it, you need to, of course, check your sources. when you read it, you don't get manipulated by emotion and by who's saying it and how they're saying it. You read it and say, all right, that's what they're saying, but this is what God said. So now I know this is what they say. This is what God said. This is how I need to pray. This is the step of faith I need to take. This is what I need to do. This is what my family's going to do. So if I can encourage you, have faith in God. You live that mantra in your life, it's going to tick people off. And listen, I'm all about sympathy and empathy. I really am. But at the end of the day, you can weep and have faith. You can be uncomfortable and have faith. You could be wounded and have faith. You could be digging the knife out your back and have faith. You could be deleting and blocking people on social media and have faith. You could turn an ear to all the nastiness at your job and have faith. Have faith in God. You hit me with an email, you're going to get half faith in God. You're going to get some scripture and some word, and you're going to get my sympathy, empathy, and then you're going to get, I'm praying for you. You say, well, I need you to do something else. There is nothing else. That is all I can do. That is all. That's all I'm responsible to do. As a preacher, I preach Jesus. I preach him crucified. I preach him glorified. I preach the word. I think so many people are disappointed when they ask me for advice and I send them scripture. I can tell by the lack of response or the response that they don't like that. But what I'm really saying is have faith in God. Say, Pastor, is it really that easy? It is that easy. See, I have faith that God can do anything, that God will do anything, that when I pray the prayer of faith, that God shows up. But see, I'm playing it for you gamblers out there, and don't ask me how I know. I feel like I'm playing with what they call house money. It's not my money to lose. So it doesn't matter what happens to it. Let me just tell you how I live my life. I believe God can. I believe God will. But I'm like the Hebrew boys. Even if he doesn't, it's all good. Why is it all good? Because I know what he did, and I stand on what he did, and I know that should my life end here today on September 12, 2021, before my body hits the floor, my spirit will be in heaven. Before my body hits the floor, the next step I take will not be on a repaired Achilles tendon. The next step I take will be in a perfected body on real streets of gold. When you live your life like that, you become unstoppable and you become a problem for the enemy. You talk about flex, I talk about faith. I don't need to flex you my muscles. I can show you my faith by my works and what God has done. Somebody give God some praise. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and tell him faithfulness. Tell him again, faithfulness. Tell him again, faithfulness. Faithfulness over the flex. Faithfulness over the flex. So Mark 11, verse 22. Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Most of the time we read this, verse 22, as a precursor to Mark 11, 23, 24. Let's read that. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, come on now, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Woo! Whatsoever. What do you need? Whatsoever he shall have. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. I love this scripture. I love this scripture as it relates to verse 22. Have faith in God. And we immediately read 23, 24, and we start preaching about moving mountains. And I've moved some mountains, and I love moving mountains, but that's a faith flex. That's a faith flex. To get the real have faith in God response, Let's go to the preceding verse, verse 21. And Peter called to remembrance and said unto Jesus, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has now withered away. Jesus' response, have faith in God, was more about the preceding verse than it was the post verses. He's still talking about you can have faith for the flex. You can have faith for the moving of mountains. You can have faith to produce those things out of thin air, and they show up whatsoever you ask or think. When you pray, believe it, and you will have those things. But I love what God showed me in correlation to verse 22 and verse 21. The statement, have faith in God, has more to do with faithfulness and fruitfulness than a faith flex. What does that mean? Fruit never comes by the flex. Fruit only happens through faithfulness. Fruitfulness only happens through faithfulness. I look at people in this room today. Some of you I don't know. It's your first time here. Some of you I know on the outer periphery, and we've maybe shaken hands or talked just for a couple minutes, and I hope we can change that for the rest of this year. I'd like to get to know you. I'd like for you to get to know me. But for some of you, I look in this room, and I know you very well. I know the blessings that Chris and Heather are walking in. Sister Janice, Brother Michael, I know the blessing that the Mendoza family's living in. Brian just got a clean set of scans, still cancer-free in Jesus' name. You say that's a faith flex. No, it hasn't. They've been here every time the doors are open for 3 years. It's called fruitfulness because of faithfulness. Sean and Gina getting ready to move into a new house like 2 miles from here. I think everybody should sell their homes and move within 2 miles of Living Way. Let's go. Talk about being blessed. Live Oak would be like Goshen. And so a lot of times we look at somebody's fruit and we say, why them and not me? Don't check the fruit, check the root. Roots happen from faithfulness, not a flex. You can flex your way all the way through your life if you want, but I'm not going to flex. I'm going to keep my head down, keep plowing my field, keep putting seeds in the ground. When nobody else shows up, I'm showing up. COVID comes, I'm showing up. All hell breaks loose, I'm showing up. I don't feel good, I'm showing up. I get bad news, I'm showing up. Why? Because I'm getting my root down in the ground. Why? Because I need fruit in my life. And fruit has never been produced by the flex. Fruitfulness has always been produced by faithfulness. Turn to your neighbor and tell him fruitfulness. See, I want fruit. My prayer, you hear me pray it a lot at the end of service. My prayer is that the seeds that God gives me that I plant would produce fruit, that would produce more fruit, and that fruit would remain. Not eat it and it's gone, but eat the fruit, still left with more seed to plant in the ground so that it can grow a root so that I can have more fruit. Some of us are having faith in God for the faith flex, have no problem with that. But what's greater than the faith flex is the faithfulness that produces the fruitfulness, that every day of your life you're faithful to Christ, you're following Jesus, and every day of your life everything you need just shows up. And everything, come on, you might not have $1 million in the bank yet, but what you have is enough to pay your bills. What you have is enough to get through the next month. What you have, you might not have the relationships you want, but can I tell you right now, if you're all alone, you got the relationship you need. It's called Jesus Christ. And if you're faithful to him, he's going to bring the them that you need. Faithfulness produces fruitfulness. Pastor Becky, come. Fruitfulness is only produced through faith, which is why most of the people that you and I know have no fruit. Right where Mario sits, sat a great man of God named Franklin Fragosa. Franklin's mother-in-law, Sister Sherry's mother, her services are this week. She passed away. Great blessing to this church. Pray for Sister Sherry. I stood right here a few years ago I eulogized a hero in my faith, in Franklin Fregoso. Man, I wish you knew Franklin Fregoso. He used to play John the Baptist in our play. Franklin was about 6'3", probably 360, 370, big guy. And when he was ready for me to be through preaching, he would just stand up. Look at me, and I had to preach this way. He would baptize people. And when you got in that water, Brother Warren, you know, when you got in the water with Franklin, there was no turning back. Any WWE fans, he would choke slam them into the water. Wham! And that water would come out, and back then we didn't have this. We had all the choir up here. That water, the choir was getting rebaptized, just sloshing over on them. Brother Franklin's funeral, and I don't say this for exaggeration or hyperbole, it was the easiest funeral I've ever preached, and I preached and laid to rest some great, amazing men and women. So why was it the easiest? Simple. He was married to the same woman for 35 years. He worked the same job for 33 years. He came to Living Way for 31 years. There's no sermon I could preach. All I had to do was talk about his faithfulness. You look at Brother Franklin and the fruit in his life, spiritually, physically. He was a rich man in many things. What most people don't see is they come and go 6 months at a time to Living Way. They're the CEM Christians, Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day. But every Wednesday night and Sunday morning, twice on Sunday, back in the old building three times on Sunday, he'd be on that front row. He'd be pumping his fist. I remember Jonathan Suber laid his hands on him, prayed for healing. Brother Franklin staggered back, and then he staggered back and said, "Lay it on me again, preacher." He was that kind of guy. Faithfulness over the flex. Every day over the flex. I'm not hating the flex, but there's a better way. Standing on your feet, I'll leave you with this thought. Maybe we wouldn't have to move mountains if we took care of the dirt and rock every day. Maybe we wouldn't have a drug habit if we never started smoking cigarettes. Maybe we wouldn't have an alcohol addiction if we hadn't socially started drinking with friends. Maybe we wouldn't have a rough marriage or marriages if we had gotten our relationship with Christ right first before we ever started dating, courting, whatever you want to call it. Maybe you wouldn't need God to pay off your $60,000 tax note to the IRS if you had given God the tithe, the offering, and managed your money better from 18 forward. I know that's tough to hear, but I'm telling you, it doesn't have to always be about the flex. It can be about the everyday faithfulness, saying, "Jesus, I'm following you. Tell me where to go and I go. Tell me what to say and I'll say. Tell me what to do and I'll do it." Again, I'm not hating the flex. We need the flexes from moments in our life. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've only had to flex maybe 10 times in my life. But my faithfulness to God has produced so much fruit in my life. Fruitfulness is only produced by faithfulness. I want to open this altar right now to those of you. And this is not an admission of guilt. This is just, hey, Jesus, I'm cognizant of what's going on in me that maybe no one else knows. But I want to fall in love with the faithfulness of everyday living. I don't want to just call you as my get out of hell and jail free card. When I need you, you show up and cause a big splash. But I want the everyday ripple of my faithfulness. I want the everyday ripple of your voice. I want the everyday ripple of your presence. I want the everyday ripple of your hand moving in my life. Have faith in God. More about fruit than flex. Got families coming to the altar. Young people coming to the altar. God bless you. They're still coming out of their seat. I love when the first four or five come down because they break that ice, and now it's easier for others to come down to this altar and respond to what God is saying and doing. I want to encourage you, if you're moving in this building right now, Don't head for the back door. Head for the altar. This is a time for you. This is a move for you. This is a moment for you. See, entire families are walking out. Come on, let's celebrate them today. Let's celebrate them today. They're choosing faithfulness. They're choosing everyday Jesus. They're not choosing Sunday Jesus. They're not worshiping a weekend Jesus. They're following every day of their life. We're talking about the making of a faith-filled man or woman. If you're in this house today, this is your moment. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus Christ, this is your moment. When we talk about faithfulness, it all starts with a relationship with Jesus. John 10:10, he said, I've come to give you life. That's eternal life through him. For those of you that don't know Jesus, let me break it down in 30 seconds. There is a real heaven and a real hell. The way that you get to a real heaven is Jesus Christ. The way you get to hell is by ignoring and denying him. That's as plain as I could say it. Say, why would God send people to hell? God does not send people to hell. God did not create hell for people. God created hell for Lucifer and the third of the angels that he kicked out of heaven. It was never supposed to be for people. So why does he send them there? He doesn't. They choose to go there willingly. And hell is not going to be a rock and roll party. Hell is going to be torment. And the worst part about hell is separation from Jesus for eternity. So if you don't know Jesus, or your relationship with him is in flux, or you need to rededicate your life, this altar is open for you. We are ready to meet your need through Jesus Christ in this place. I want you to stretch your hands forward. We're going to be done in just a couple minutes, and let's begin to pray. I'm going to ask our prayer team, all of our pastoral team, to begin to move up and down these altars and pray. I'm going to help you out as best I can today. But faithfulness is happening. Fruitfulness is being born in this place. We're 2 minutes over time, but God is moving. Give us a couple minutes to pray for everybody in this altar. If you're at your seat, you become our prayer partner. Let's pray.